Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to Jesus, just Jesus. And He is the basic, and we're recovering what Christianity is, and maybe discovering that we've made Christianity into something that it's not. And so we're coming home, coming back to center, coming back to the first thing, the most important thing, the basic thing, Jesus. And as friends that are friends of Jesus, we're gathering together. So good morning, happy Thursday morning. I'm thrilled that we're together through scripture, prayer, meditation, journaling. We're going to start a conversation with Jesus, and then we're going to enjoy that conversation with Him throughout the day, because that's the heart of the gospel. That's the call of the gospel. That's the invitation of the kingdom of God, and it is at hand, and we are reaching out in this season, and we are saying yes to what it's all about. And so you can turn to Luke chapter 14, because we're going to look at a parable that only Luke gives us, that Jesus told at a dinner party as He was on His way to Jerusalem. Now, the title of the podcast this morning is The Way Down is the Way Up. And honestly, we try to get the best for ourselves. Even if it's simply the best seat at a wedding or a party, we try to get the best for ourselves, and we strategize toward that. Of course, we don't make it obvious, but we want it, and we strategize toward it. We try to arrange for us to have the most. We do want the recognition. We want the accolade. We want to be honored. And again, we don't talk about it, but we strategize toward it. We want our name to be great. You know, we want to be talked about. We don't like when other people pass us or get the best seat instead of us or do better than us or get that promotion instead of us. We want the best for ourselves, even if it's simply the best seat or the seat of honor. Now, that's just the way the world works, and we would be lying to say that that's not a part of how we think, how we feel, and what we strategize toward. But then, onto the stage of history steps Jesus of Nazareth, and He says, I've got a different way. I've got a better way. I've got a way that is life in the moment, and a way that actually leads to life. And then in so many ways, Jesus said, the way down is actually the way up. Follow me, and I'll show you that. And so in Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 7, Jesus tells this parable at a dinner party. When Jesus noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, right, the best seats, He told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come to you and say, give this person your seat. Then humiliated, you will have to take the least important seat. But rather, when you're invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to this better place, then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus says, I've got a different way, a better way. I've got a different strategy. It's an other person first strategy. It's a choose down strategy. It's a choose to lift others up kind of strategy. It's a celebrating their success. It's strategizing how you might lift them up above yourselves. In a conversation, we can either posture and strategize as to how to be the center, or we can help give somebody else a little bit of airtime. We can go after, you know, that best seat at the party, or we can give away the best seat to somebody else. We can seek in the conversation or in the meeting or whatever to get the compliment or the attaboy, or we can become people that deliver that compliment and that attaboy to the person that seems like they need it most. We can be the success, or we can live in such a way to help other people succeed. And Jesus says, here's the big irony of the kingdom of God. When we choose down, we find ourselves being exalted, lo and behold. But if we choose up, if we choose the best, if we choose to strategize as to how we get the best or the most or the recognition, we're going to find that we must be humbled. And in verse 11, when Jesus says those that exalt themselves will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted, that is another way of Jesus saying the way down is the way up, or if you will, the way up is actually the way down. Jesus said this in so many different ways. The first will be last, and the last will be first. If you give up your life, you will actually find life. And I think Jesus would say, not only is that life in the moment, but it is ultimately life as well. So you can choose to humble yourself and be exalted, or you can choose to exalt yourself and be humbled. As I was reading this passage this morning, it reminded me of John the Baptist, who said, I must become less so that he or Jesus can become greater. And what is so cool about the story of John the Baptist is that John the Baptist actually became great by giving his life to make somebody else great. John the Baptist's name actually became famous by living the kind of life making somebody else famous. And the reality is, when our life is about us, it will not last beyond us. And when our life is about us, it's exhausting. I mean, if we could just go there, you know, for a minute. When it's about us, we're pushing and pulling, we're strategizing, right? We're getting there early, we're staying late, we're lobbying, we're maybe throwing somebody else under the bus, we're posturing and we're performing, and all of that, Jesus would say, is death. Rather, the way down is the way up. And we may want to ask this question: how are we seeking to take the best seat? Because we're probably tired of that kind of life anyway. So Jesus says, make someone else look good, help someone else succeed, lift someone else up. And that will be a double bonus, because in that moment, Jesus would say, that is life, that is rest. And ironically, that is going to lead to up, because the way down is the way up. The first will be last, the last will be first. Those who give up their life will actually find life. And so let's ponder that in the presence of Jesus this morning. Let's just think about that concept. Let's just let the truth and the uniqueness of that way, that strategy of life, just soak into the soil of our soul. And today, as we walk with Jesus, let's look for how we might go down, which ironically, in the kingdom of God, is the way up. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.